The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This weekend.
9 minutes after eight. We're going to be grinding into some good local politics, state politics, and more. And Josephine County Republican Party chair, rather. I'm always thinking Herman, you know, the commissioner. But Holly Morton is going to join me. And we're going to be talking a bit about how it is that many Republican candidates, not all, but many, kind of are led astray through that process and what we can do to kind of bring some reform and better and clearer thinking when we elect someone to the state legislature or to local office, too, for that matter, too. We'll have that all kicking around, and she'll tell you all about this coming up. It's 10 minutes after 8. If you have received a renewal on your car insurance or your home insurance, or maybe you got a cancellation on home insurance, and gosh, there's all this talk about wildfire and maps and this and that and the other, and you're in rural land, and shouldn't you be in a 15-minute climate-friendly, equitable prison city? Well, they don't say that. They don't say that on the insurance form. But, you know, that's where the Democrats kind of want to take it, unfortunately. They're more or less open. But, you know, you'll live in the stack and pack city, and you'll be happy. Well, you want to keep living in your nice rural community, right? Or your semi-rural community. If you want to live in a cul-de-sac, you want to be able to do that. And yeah, you have to have insurance in order to do that a lot of times. You got to have good insurance. And you need a good insurance agent to help you battle all of the intrusions, including the massive increases in costs from the Biden inflation and many other things. So talk to Steve Hansen at Sky Park Insurance. Been a friend of mine for a long time. Saves me money. Saves a lot of listeners money. And he can help save you money, too, but only if you call him and have him work up a quote. Now, you may find out that in the midst of all of the drama that, you know, whether you're looking for the RV or the home insurance or life insurance or, you know, car, whatever the case might be, you may have the best deal already. Sometimes that happens. Well, Steve is that honest guy that will tell you, I'm sorry, you already got the best deal. I think this is fine. And if that's the case, still, it's good to know. But him being an insurance agent who is an independent, works with lots of different companies, he's able to have different opportunities to possibly save you money and or get you better quality coverage. So call him at 261-5444. 261-5444. Again, 261-5444. Get a quote today. SkyparkINS.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
We've heard it all.
The car in front of me failed to get out of the way.
Dumb deer didn't cross at the deer crossing sign.
My son thought the long, narrow pedal was the brake.
Could have swore the light was green.
The sign scratched my hood, too.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter as much to us as making your car look like new again. And the process, easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road like it never happened since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
I've warned many times about AI's outright theft of copyrighted material to build ChatGPT and the others. To teach any AI, it must ingest huge amounts of data produced by real people. Now the music industry sees this as outright theft, and the lawsuits have finally begun. I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Suno and Udio are competing AI services that make basic tunes, arrangements, lyrics, and vocal harmonies all at the click of a button. But who did it steal from to learn how to do this? Music giants Universal, Sony Warner, and the Recording Industry Association of America say they know. It was Drake's hit, BBL Drizzy. Other top artists were ripped off too. The New York Times says that ChatGPT used its style to learn how to write and gather news. And like Drake, it wasn't compensated either. So far, AI has been the biggest intellectual property theft in history. Get tech smart with my free newsletter at getkim.com. Attention small business owners. Are you tired of juggling multiple systems to manage your business? You don't have to do that anymore. Simplify your life with NetSuite. It's the number one cloud financial system. Here's why. NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform, providing you one source of truth. Imagine reducing your IT costs and cutting the expense of maintaining multiple systems. You see, with SimpliSafe, you can easily improve efficiency by consolidating all of your major business processes. Say goodbye to manual tasks and errors. Join over 37,000 companies already benefiting from NetSuite. And here's some really exciting news. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for just a few more weeks. Now, I don't want you to miss out. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. That's netsuite.com/Kim. NetSuite, everything you need, all in one place. netsuite.com/Kim.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Quarter after eight, Josephine County Republican Party Chair Holly Morton standing by. We have Mike is here. And in Mike, you had a dream, and I'm hoping that I'm not going to regret bringing you on to talk about it before I bring on Holly. But I'll give you a quick bite of the talk radio apple. How about that? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a dream. I was standing at the pearly gates next to a couple of angels, and there was a beautiful glowing wall that was covered with clocks. And it looked like they had names next to them, and I asked, what are these clocks all? And they said, well, everybody gets a clock on the wall that's alive, every soul.
Yeah.
And I noticed that every once in a while, the clocks would spin really fast. And I asked, well, why are they spinning like that? And he said, well, that's every time you lie, you lose a day of your life.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I noticed that there's only a few politicians on the wall. What happened to the other clocks for all the politicians? He said, oh, we moved those on the inside to help circulate air.
I love that, Mike. That's an oldie but a goodie, okay?
I just heard it.
Appreciate the call. All right. Hey, if it's new to you, that's all that matters, all right? Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. And, you know, anytime someone says, hey, I had a dream, I'm thinking to myself, all right, are they crazy? Of course, I had dreams, too. I have a pretty active dream life. I don't know if you do. It's and I know that sometimes the mystics will say that the dream is the answer to an unasked question. And all I would say is that there must be a lot of crazy unasked questions in my life. That's all I could figure. 60 minutes. I'll call it 17 minutes after 8. Holly Morton rejoins the show, and she is the Republican Party chair of Josephine County. Holly, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk a little bit of, the nuts and bolts of politics. In fact, if I could say that the battle that Southwest Oregon had in the spring primary, in the May primary, was doing its best to have the people themselves choosing their Republican, preferred Republican Party candidates rather than caucuses, and even more importantly, the lobbies that tend to operate so much of what happens politically in Salem. Would that be a fair assessment of what the real battle was that we were facing here?
Yeah, that is huge, and because the caucus really wants to control that, and they kind of have an echo chamber going up there that you just, whatever it takes, we've got to get this seat, whatever it takes. And so they decide the person that they want to get the seat, and also the people that they would most likely like to work with in Salem.
Okay, and you know a lot about this because I know that your party, of course, is involved in a lot of, you're vetting candidates all the time, you're talking, interviewing, so you hear what these conversations are all about then, right? Is that how you know?
Absolutely. Plus, I get to talk to a lot of candidate reps and so forth. And this weekend, I went to the event that Jackson County put on, and I got a chance to talk to a lot of people, and there's kind of a mantra that rolls through that, and that is whatever it takes to get a seat. And so I had some interesting conversations with people. One person in particular, where we had almost a little argument about it, I said, so what you're saying is that you will say anything to get a seat. And he pretty much said, yes, that's we have to get the seat once we get the seat. So what you're saying, I said, was that you're willing to prevaricate in the beginning, and then your plan is to turn after you get the seat, turn, and then do something different. And I said, don't you worry that would just, that's what people hate about politicians, that you can never tell what they're saying is what they really believe. And that's the problem we have. You know, my position on it is that we need to have people who will improve their message, not just go along with something they think everybody will agree with, but improve the message, because the arguments are so strong against what has been going on.
Yeah, the one thing, you know, the one thing we know for sure is that the status quo way that Republicans have been governing in Salem has been an utter failure. And yet it is discussed within the system as if somehow, look at what we did. And
right.
and I'm not wanting to trash people. I know it's hard work. And the challenge that we run into is that we as humans, we have our own thoughts and our opinions and our and I imagine our agendas here too, but we also want to be liked. It's a natural human instinct for most people, unless maybe you're a sociopath and you don't care, you know, those kind of things. But it kind of works at cross purposes then when it comes to political office holding and running.
So that,
right?
But that is that the premise is that the truth is something that's going to offend people.
Yeah, and the truth will damage you. Yeah, in other words, the truth will damage your run.
Well, it could keep you from getting a seat and that kind of thing. And I really just don't buy into that. I think what we need to have is get them all in debate classes where you can learn to state your position kindly and caringly, you know, in such a way that people understand what the problems are and understand what your solutions might be. Just going along to get along is not the answer. It hasn't been the answer. And then when they go along in some of these crazy bills and they try to prove it by, you know, just minuscule amounts, and then they're all standing around mutually congratulating one another what a great job they did in approving some absolute heinous bill, like 2002 as an example. You know, and the rest of us are just going, are you kidding me? We need to find a way to hone the message and get out to the public, because you have a great opportunity when you're a candidate. You're out in front of people in all different kinds of venues to teach people and to bring up important points that they need to understand. And to just go along with a message that's absolutely either ridiculous or badly tainted in some way isn't helpful.
Well, let's take for an example the numerous Republicans, many Republicans that voted for the tampons in the boys' room bill a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's an example of a continuous problem.
Yeah. That's a symptom. I mean, that's the symptom of this thing that, well, we helped improve it. We took out some of this stuff, and then they ended up voting for it. And so you have still the tampon in the boys' room bill, which comes out with bipartisan support, right? And the Democrats can say, well, hey, the Republicans joined us on that sort of thing.
Right. And that's the other thing, these bipartisan things. If you don't agree with it, you should absolutely say no. And that is why we were stomping our feet saying we want Noah Robinson. We don't want a continuation of these situations where people are just not quite, I don't want to call anybody dishonest, but they're trying so hard to be accommodating that they forget what the truth actually is. And the one thing about the Robinson family is they know what the truth is. And it may not be something that the caucus likes, but it's something that the citizens like.
But the caucus has, and we're talking about the Republican caucus, which are, and what is the caucus in Salem? Define that. When we talk about the caucus so people understand more clearly, what does that mean, Holly?
What? It's the legislature. It's the people that we hire to go to Salem. That's the caucus, the legislature, senators, and reps. That's the caucus. And you have a caucus leader that works with the people who represent us. She works with those people to pass legislature. And so that's where the problem starts, right there in the caucus, you know, where they all sit around and say, you know, how can we make this happen? And let's say this and let's say that. You know, you go all the way back to the Mike Nierman situation. I think most of the people who voted to get rid of Mike Nierman knew that was the wrong thing to do.
That it was wrong to eject him? I would agree.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was wrong to eject him. I think most of them knew, but they wanted to have, they wanted to all work together. It had to be unanimous. And that was one of the first absolutely horrendous things that they did. And that's when it just got my attention. I was relatively new to, you know, being a county chair at that time. But I remember thinking, are you kidding me? That is the most ridiculous thing. And the fact that they did it unanimously, the only person who didn't vote to eject Nierman was himself. All the rest of them. And I was very mad at them. You know, and I chewed a couple of them out and said, what are you thinking? Well, you know, I knew it wasn't probably the right thing, but they wanted it to be a unanimous vote.
Yeah, well, they wanted it to be unanimous. Who gives a crap what the caucus wanted it to be? What was the right thing to do?
If it's wrong, the vote no. And if there's any part of a bill that's wrong, because what they do with these bills, they take a bill, they give it a name that sounds, you know, palatable. But then over a period of time, there are all these amendments made to the bill. So by the time we're getting ready to vote on the bill, it's got a great name possibly, but then it's got all this terrible stuff packed into it. And you just have to say no. You just have to say no. You have these committees. The caucus puts together these committees, and they talk about various different bills and, like, you know, 103 and these various different things. And that's where the argument should begin. And they're all trying to get along, and they go out to lunch, and they try to, you know, they're all trying to make happy up there. Let's try to do something bipartisan. And we got to work across the aisle or nothing will get done. You hear that time and time again. So they pass these absolutely miserable bills. It should never get out of committee. If you're in committee discussing something, you just need to say, that is a no. That's a big no.
Okay. And by the way, if you're in committee and you say no, and there's only, and likely there would only be two Republicans, right? What, there are five people on committees usually, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
There's a majority of Democrats.
So they're more Democrats.
All right. It's a bad bill, generally speaking, because it's a Democrat bill. If there's Republican ideas put into it, it's rather rare. And
well, it barely even gets to committee. I mean, they don't like the Republican ideas. But I think my point is that we have to send people up there that have the personal strength to say, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And I know that, and I know this kind of goes against what I've talked about sometimes when it comes to the congressional offices, you know, because Congress is a big mess too. In fact, in some ways, it's a bigger mess than even Salem, as you well know. But
sure.
The difference, though, is that Republicans are not even close to being able to move a bill in the state of Oregon legislature. So stop pretending that you can.
Their point is that, well, we've got to fill the seats. And that's where the whole problem starts. We've got to fill the seats.
And we have to fill the seat with a Republican, and that's where the compromise, and that's where, frankly, the sellout process begins, doesn't it, Holly?
That's my opinion. It sounds like it. When I talk to people and they say, oh, yeah, well, you know, you have to understand that if you are a rep who is running in a blue area, you have to hone your message to get that seat. And my point is, just be a good debater and say, look, we have been doing this and this and this, and we have to all admit it hasn't worked. You can just look at 101, Bill 101 about the drug, legalizing drugs.
Yeah, legalizing street drugs, yeah. Sure.
I mean, and 103, getting rid of, you can look back at these and say, we have to admit to ourselves that these things have not worked. Look at what's happened in the period of time since we passed that. You know, what you have to do is just get out there and get the message out that what we have been doing hasn't worked. And you know, Democrats, in spite of the fact that we don't like a lot of the things they do, they're not stupid people. And so I think presented with a good argument, I think we could sway people. And there are a lot of good – I mean, right now the arguments that you can make, like what happened with all the masks and the COVID mandates and all the baloney, most people realize by this time that there was a lot of hooey in that.
Well, and the Democratic Party in Oregon has largely governed as a party of chaos when you look at what has actually happened these last few years.
Right.
And even if you are, let's say – you're a Republican in a district which is, you know, getting purpley and maybe even leaning to blue, you know, sometimes. I think even Democrat voters understand, yeah, it's been chaotic. I've got the fentanyl. I've got the homeless everywhere. I got the bums here. We got the crime there, and no one's getting arrested and no one's getting prosecuted and things like that. And that's something where Republicans can make a decent point instead of having to say, well, we don't want to call the Democratic babies that have been getting passed all the time ugly. And that seems to be what's going on. They don't want to call it ugly when it is. And everybody knows it's ugly. It's stupid.
I think they do. And you know what I find interesting is, you know, I'm an eccentric sort of a person. I wear red, white, and blue every day. And I have been since they stole our presidency from us in 2020. I just said, this is my protest. And the reason I do that is because I know that the people who are on my team are going to come up and talk to me. And that's exactly what I want. I want to be talking to people every day about what's going on, one mind at a time. And a lot of Democrats will let me know that they are going to be voting for Trump. You know, they wouldn't want their friends and their family to know about it, heaven forbid, but they are going to be voting for Trump because people know that the track we're on right now is headed to the wrong direction. We've got to get back on track. I think people know that. There's a Democrat caucus, you passed me a note, and a Republican caucus, and they caucus separately. And then when they all get together, they can get up and speak to one another. But so the Democrats are busy trying to pass their various things, and they usually come in from special interest groups and that kind of thing. And the lobbyists are the ones, of course, that pay for all this kind of stuff. You know, Big Pharma would really love to have there be another big medical problem because they make bazillion dollars off of it. And so if they feel that they have legislators in their pocket, then they feel pretty confident that when a vote comes up about whether we're going to have mask mandates or whatever we're going to do, that they can control the person that they got elected. And that's what we at the county level are saying. Oh, no, you're not. You're not going to be controlling our legislator. We don't want, you know, lobbyists or even the caucus controlling what our legislators do. We want them to be independent thinking, and we want their votes to reflect the needs and desires of the areas they represent.
Well, that's it. They are representatives. They are representatives first. They're not caucus members first, and they certainly shouldn't be the tool of the medical lobby, let's say in that particular case when you were talking about that, or any other lobby, you know, for this matter. And I know that really works at cross purposes to what, you know, the Christine Drazens or the Vicki Reese-Iversons, you know, want. They kind of want that lockstep unilateral thing in which they say, vote this way. I'm here as a state legislator reporting for duty. Is that kind of what, you know, what they prefer?
Well, there is, but also they work so closely with the lobby because that's where the money comes from. And when somebody has a lot of money behind them, they generally get elected. Not always. Like in this particular election that we just had, you know, I think $350,000 of lobby money went to try to get Christine Goodwin elected. And then Hensley, same thing, $150,000 of lobby money they put out. And that goes to the mailings and the TV spots and so on to get these people elected. Well, this time the citizens said, you know what? No, we're not doing that. That is not what we want. That is not who we want. And so the citizens got together and basically just said no. So with a true grassroots effort, because, you know, the parties don't have any money that we don't, you know, make by selling T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we had to fight that, you know, go on the radio. But I think what happened is that we improved our message. And that's what I'm asking our legislators to do. And that is improve your message.
This state legislator that you were having an argument with, or I don't know if it was a senator or a House rep, we don't know. All right, who you had at that event?
Right. I don't really want to call him out.
But no, I understand that. I understand. I want to keep your keep the confidence on this. This is a friendly come to Jesus kind of moment, I guess, is essentially what you're saying, is that the people don't want you just lying to us to get to the seat. and then you're going to govern and vote with the Democrats because we can elect a Democrat to do that. I mean, we really could. You know, you really could. And
well, and people are sick of that. The idea that what comes out of somebody's mouth is not what they really believe. And so if you don't know what somebody really believes, you have no confidence in voting for them. And that's why a lot of people are standing back and saying, I'm not voting. None of us.
Well, exactly, because it demoralizes the voting public when you realize that, you know, I'm tired of pleasant lies. Just go ahead and give me a little broccoli and how you're going to make the broccoli taste a little better with better messaging. But you know, be honest, as honest as you possibly can. I know that everybody has to spin. It's the political world. Everyone has to, you know, put some spin on messaging. I get this. But the point being that there is no Republican majority in the state legislature right now. And really, if you're not resisting and doing your best to break the status quo that the majority Democrats are doing, then you're really not doing your job. And I guess that's, and I know that that's the difference of opinion right now, because they think that getting their name on a bill and voting to help pass Democrat legislation while we're reaching across the aisle, that's their job. But, you know, voting for tampons in the boys' room is not helping the situation, you know, under the guise of reaching across the aisle, you know?
You have a situation where it's pretty much, it's mostly a blue state, but you still have, say, 30-40% of conservative people, and you get your rep who's running for something. He gets up and he starts talking like he's, you know, kind of a, you know, centrist, maybe slightly leaning to the left to try to get the seat. So how demoralizing is that to the people who might want to vote for somebody who's conservative? There is nobody conservative to vote for, so why should I even vote? It's a self-perpetuating problem. Whereas if they get up and just take the chance, take that moment, that education moment where you can say, look, this is the issue, this is the problem, and this is why I want to change things in our, you know, in our district. I want things to be, you know, right now we're headed down this path, this is what I'm recommending. Recommending change, and yes, I may be a Republican, and yes, this may be, you know, dominantly Democratic, but this is the direction that we need to go, and present the argument. Present it clearly and distinctly so that people who are conservative and also people who might be centrist Democrats can say, you know what, maybe we need to take a chance on that. Look where we're headed right now.
Yeah.
You know, look at Portland. What a freaking mess Portland is.
Yeah. Is anybody talking about the Portland way? And yet the closer a legislator is to Portland, the more they're supposed to be, well, I got an R next to my name, but man, I love them Democrats. You know,
you know? Right. And that's what they do because they think that'll get them a seat. Well, it doesn't get them a seat because they don't get their own people voting for them. And they certainly don't convince the people that might be in the center to vote to the right.
And I would also add that essentially the party structure in Oregon needs to be able to say, all right, you can lie to us for your first term and then we primary your butt. I don't see what else you can do. Other than that, you know, that's
well, and then you're right back at square one. I mean, you haven't moved the needle at all. At least if you get out there and what I love about Dennis Lincecum, and I was listening carefully. I love that guy. He's fabulous. I love his wife, Diane. She's magnificent. You know, they talk about truth. We have some things that are guidelines for us. The Constitution, U.S. Constitution is fabulous guideline. The Republican platform. And a lot of people don't understand what that is, but the Republican platform is where all kinds of Republicans, PCPs and delegates and so forth, get together and they say, this is what we believe as a Republican Party. So if you want to put an R next to your name, you should be guided by that platform, because a lot of people worked over, you know, a long period of time to put together what our joint belief system is. So when you sign on to do that, it's not you. You are representing the Republican Party. If you want to put an R beside your name, otherwise just be an NAV and do your thing, or independent or whatever you want. But when you are representing our party, those are the guidelines you need to use. And that's what drives us all crazy. It's like, what? You know, why would he say something like that when that just completely violates, you know, the Republican Party platform?
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's easier to go along and get along and sound moderate, I guess. And
well, but there's no traction in it. There's no traction in it. And this person and I, you know, we had kind of a terse conversation.
Boy, I wish I had been a fly on the wall there, because it sounds like you were really, you know, taking this legislator to task on this, apparently.
I was challenging his belief system, certainly. And, you know, I've just, you know, here I am getting to be 70 this year. And I'm just finding that, you know, I'm a recovering people pleaser. I've been in recovery 50 years, and I'm finally getting it. I just don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm the same way. I'm still too much of a people pleaser. That's a part of my personality I don't like. But anyway, point well taken. It's like there needs to be some balance. We understand that the people pleasing is a natural human instinct to be able to get along, but you know, right now, it's different in the Republican Party situation in Oregon as, let's say, congressman, you know, being a congressman like Cliff Fence as an example. A lot of people yell at that. There's a slim majority in Congress, but even then you can't do a whole lot with it. But it's a different strategy there. It can't be just such a, you know, a situation where you're just going to disrupt and break things because, well, you're the one in charge of that. You know what I mean? You know, that branch of government. Oregon Republicans are not in charge of these branches of government at this point. And if you are not throwing up roadblocks and resisting these intrusions that the majority party are doing, then you're not doing your job. And you need to be telling the truth about that, all right? Holly, I really appreciate the talk. And I'm hoping that you're able to get a hold of that state legislator and try to persuade them. I know getting people to change their belief system is very, very difficult. But I appreciate you jumping on here. By the way, I don't know if this person who's been holding on for a few minutes wants to talk to you or not, but I'll hit him up. Hi, who's this? You want to talk to Holly or not?
Yeah, both you folks. Ron Grants passed.
Yeah, Ron.
I want to make three suggestions to improve our legislative and governmental system, if you allow me to make those three. First,
quickly,
is a law review reset and revision term where after 5 years, the law has to be reviewed.
There's no point in that. They don't have the power to do it. Next.
Okay, so
next.
Number two is Big Pharma must set 30% of their profits in an injury fund.
Okay, I don't know what this has to do with the Republican electorate right now, though.
Well, because lobbyists work for Big Pharma.
Yeah, and the Democrats control that, so it's a nice idea. Third idea. All right.
And so lastly, eliminate the lobbyists as the unelected parties, because that's basically what they are. They're controlling the legislators and essentially the people by the back door.
Okay. Well, they are controlling the people by the back door. They're certainly controlling the people's representatives from the back door. But too much money, Holly, overall, right? That's how they get elected?
Well, that's it. But, yeah, you know, the other point that came to mind is that, you know, the lobbyists are allowed to basically choose our candidates, and yet they don't want the Republican Party to weigh in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
So the lobbyists are generally the ones that get the candidate through the primary. And so we're giving all this power to the lobby and not to the local party. And and that's a huge problem. In my opinion, I think what they need to do is let the local party decide.
That's what they used to do. That's what they used to do. The lobbies normally kind of, you know, stood back, you know, during primaries.
Well, and now they weigh in heavily. My gosh, they spent $500,000 trying to get two candidates across the line. And yet, at the same time, there's a lot of pressure on the local party not to endorse anyone. So when we do that, if we don't endorse someone, then we're giving that power to the lobby.
And then people are saying, why didn't you tell me that this person who was running for this office was a toad, right? You know, that kind of thing, right?
Right. It doesn't allow us to, you know, to make those decisions. So now what we've done as a party is we say, okay, it requires a 2/3 vote of all of the PCPs in the party in order to endorse someone, but we do endorse. And, you know, we're getting a little pushback from various different factions about it, but boy, we feel very strongly about it. And once you do that, you get the message out and you get somebody through the primary, you have a much better chance of getting good people elected.
Well, I, for one, really don't want Pfizer and Moderna choosing our candidates. Okay, let's just leave it at that. And we'll have you back on, but I appreciate the little dive into this and this kind of struggle behind the scenes and maybe people understanding how this is really working and this schism within the party process that has us a little bit at loggerheads here. Everyone says, well, we have to unite. Well, yeah, you got to unite, but you have to unite against, behind some real principles, not uniting behind, hey, get the seat no matter what, no matter how bad that particular person is for that position. Right. That's kind of where they're coming from. All right. Holly, I appreciate you being the chair over at Joke County. Thanks for the talk. And we'll have you back whenever you want to. OK, you take care. All right.
Thank you.
It's 844 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass. 770-5633. A little bit of open phone time. We'll do that after news.
Good. Artisan Bakery Cafe Summer Specials. Now is the time to indulge in a delicious affogato. Two perfectly pulled shots of espresso poured over creamy vanilla ice cream. For an extra treat, add chocolate and whipped cream to make it an affogato sundae. Come on by Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1325 Center Drive, just across from South Bredmeyer. Indoor and outdoor seating available. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass on Union Avenue, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
3, 2, 1. Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price. Twice the fireworks for the same price you pay at the other guys. All your favorites, sparklers, screaming patriots, ground blooms, and killer bees, at least 50% off. Over 250 items to choose from. Discount Fireworks Superstore has 6 locations in the valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op. West Main near Thunderbird. Ashland across from Butler Ford. Central Point across from Pilot. White City at Wilson Equipment. Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle. Plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a Discount Fireworks Superstore near you and free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. Once again, for Discount Fireworks Superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. That's DFSFireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit DFSFireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at Discount Fireworks Superstore.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $445 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a 70, excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing to Ford credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Tuesday, the Darlene fire erupted outside of Lapine and has exploded to over 2,400 acres. It's driven by 20-mile-an-hour winds. Governor Tina Kotek signed a conflagration declaration directing resources to the fire. Many homes and businesses have been evacuated and power has been shut down throughout the area. The Upper Applegate fire southwest of Medford continues its growth. It's sitting at just shy 900 acres, with 485 people continuing to work the fire, which is hovering at 46% containment. Containment lines extending down Upper Applegate Road to the southern end of the fire have been completed. Thursday, the fire danger level will increase from moderate to high in Klamath and Lake counties. It'll bring additional fire restrictions to include all private county and state wildlands. Campfires will only be allowed in designated campsite areas. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
10 before 9. Steve, you've been holding on here a little bit. You wanted to talk about that conversation Holly and I were having from Joe County about trying to get the truth out of candidates, making sure the best people get in there, people with some real principle there. And how are you weighing in on this? What do you think? Go ahead.
I'm thinking that nothing keeps voters at home more than a wishy-washy candidate that is trying to appease both sides. You had Mitt Romney, who essentially wrote Obamacare, going up against Obama. There's no difference. And then you had Newt, who was doing his very best to be as blue as possible, trying to go run for governor, and nobody voted for him either. You're not going to get the left to vote for you, no matter how much you try to appease them.
Oh, Newt. Oh, you said Newt. I was thinking Newt Gingrich. You meant Newt Bueller, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bueller. Sorry about that. I forgot about him. Yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah. I was thinking Newt, governor. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That guy who was practically trying to limbo underneath the conservative little limbo rod, right? Yeah, that was it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it just, people stay home. Why vote if there's no difference? And that's why Matt Gaetz and the other firebrands have so much vocal support, because there's a difference. People see the difference. People hear the difference. Now
it's not just the difference between Coke and Pepsi, really.
Right, right. And even Boebert, with all of her flaws and foibles, gets reelected because they see a difference.
Yeah. Say what you will, and the flaws are there, but there is still a difference in. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's certainly a difference there, right? And now, if there was one Congress critter, though, that I would love to clone, though, you know which one it would be?
I don't.
Thomas Massie.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thomas Massie is a very good guy.
Yeah, Thomas Massie, in other words, if everybody hates you because you went on Tucker Carlson and you told too much truth, it's like, yep, you're the one I'd love to definitely clone. if I had a choice. Steve, I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in there, too, all right? It is 8:52. And let me grab another one here. Good morning. Hi. Welcome.
Hey, Bill. This is Brad, S-O-M.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
Hey, first and most, thanks for what you do, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
I mean,
you're welcome.
No, radio, I'm in my car a lot. Radio is one of the few medias left that I have any kind of trust in. And the reason I called is it's an interesting topic because you're always keeping people apprised. I don't remember who the source was, but they were talking about beef production, and beef producers are banding together, and looks like they're putting enough money together to create their own manufacturing plant.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They need a... I think 200 million. They've got 150 million currently. These are large producers, but they're tired of playing the game with some of the. Well, there's only two or three left, I guess, of the major meat.
In other words, is this a way to bypass the Swift and the Cargill and those kind of cartels,
right,
where the farmers can't get any money for it? And
well, there's that side. And really, what I appreciated, what they had to say, is they wanted to have control over the quality of the meat itself, without it being loaded with all the, food right now is being heavily medicated, and more than we realize. I mean, introduced to the drugs and things of that nature. It's a little scary.
You know, could you do me a favor about that? I would, and I always ask this because I have not read the article that you have. I'm not aware of this. Could you track that down and email that to me, Brad? Could you do that?
I will follow it down and get it to you.
I would love to talk about that more, because that would be a positive thing to take on the, well, big meat rackets, if you want to call it. And not that I mind things getting big, but, you know, we have a situation where we're at the point where, you know, a cattleman can barely make a living, and yet they're supposed to just, you know, sell at whatever the price the meat rackets want, right?
Well, there's that aspect. I'll get off the phone because you're busy, but there's that aspect, and there's the smaller producers of not just meat, but food products, you know, plant-based, that are being pushed out by the big players.
Yeah, and diversity, you know, for a nation that's always talking about diversity, they sure don't want diversity of supply, do they? It seems that way. Hey, send it to me, though, the email bill at BillMyersShow.com, all right? I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Brad. It is 8:55 and change. All right, drum roll. I should get a drum roll, you know, available for this one here. But you know how I've been talking about this is the time of year. You want to get out there on the Hellgate jet boat and ride up and down the river and see the sights and get the readings. And here's the great owl over here and yada, yada. It's so much fun. Just a treasure here in Southwest Oregon. Well, it just so happens you can go to KMED.com and sign up to win dinner cruises. Just click on the Hellgate banner when you see that and sign up. Do that right away, okay? Get on KMED.com and sign up. And to go see Hellgate right now, I'm just at 770-5633, okay? We'll just give it to you. 770-5633. I'm going to go with caller 6 on this one, all right? 770-5633, caller 6, and hopefully you'll just have I know you're going to have a great time. Just got to get you out there, all right? Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions. You get a River Run pair of tickets.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options, too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king. Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Hey, delighted to have you here. I wanted to make sure that we just say congratulations to Jerry Stevenson of Gold Hill. He was caller 6. He ended up getting the Hellgate River Run tickets here from KMED. And I got to tell you, tomorrow we're going to give away another pair of those. But I want you to go to KMED.com right now and sign up for the dinner cruises. Just click the Hellgate banner, and you can sign up for a number of dinner cruises that we're going to be giving away here real soon, in the next day or two. Something like that, all right? So make sure and get to KMED.com. And the river runs are great. The other cruises are an awful lot of fun, too. And that's just the way that goes over at Hellgate, all right? Okay, 770-563-3770-KMED. Email of the day. We'll talk about that here in just a second. I think you're going to enjoy the one we got.
Fontana Roofing is celebrating their 27th anniversary installing roofs in Southern Oregon. And the universe seems to be giving the crew subtle reminders.
Better slow down a bit. The speed sign clocked you at 27 and a 25.
Whoops. I'm distracted looking for the job site. What's the address again?
27.
Okay, we got another block, so looks like another nice day. High of 81.
27.
What?
81 Fahrenheit is 27 Celsius.
Weird. Oh, there it is, and we're right on time.
Actually, we're 3 minutes early. It's
27 after. Okay, enough Twilight Zone. Hand me my tool belt in. Let's get cracking.
Here you go. Whoops.
Roofing nails all over the floorboard.
27.
What is this? Rain Man?
Count them.
It's no coincidence why Fontana Roofing has been serving the Rogue Valley for 20.
The Sherm's Markets Jackson County Fair. It's an ag venture. July 16th through the 21st. Enjoy great entertainment, food, 4-H FFA exhibits, carnival rides and games, and more. Saturday, July 20th, KTVL 10 and Sign Dude present Queen Nation at the By Mart Amphitheater. The world's best Queen tribute band playing their best hits like We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Another One Bites the Dust, Don't Stop Me Now, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, swing through the fandango.
Going to want to get close for this one. Get your reserved seats now and entry into the fair, starting at just $15. Now that's value. It's the Sherm's Markets Jackson County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. It's an ag venture. Get tickets now at theexpo.com. That's theexpo.com.
If you're considering a new garage door or opener for a new home or remodel, you can't go wrong with American Industrial Door. With their fleet of trucks and technicians in both Josephine and Jackson counties, they can come to you and provide recommendations and samples. Or you can stop by their showroom and explore all of the amazing options. Do what so many other Southern Oregon homeowners have done for nearly 40 years. Trust American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Hi, I'm Steven with Steven Westfall Roofing, Inc., and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Emails of the day. They're sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. Right next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point, they take pride in their same-day crowns. It's made in a local lab. In fact, inside their own office, they have a lab now. It's pretty good stuff. Find out more, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Hans Albuquerque gets the prize today. Bill reminded again many times this weekend, 49 states now allowing 30 to 40 million illegal aliens to register to vote with no ID. Americans' chickens coming home to roost. Instead of the midnight steal of 2020, the Marxists just took it 140 days prior, and they know that everyone will forget by November how it happened. The debate is moot. Sorry to be negative, but polls are nothing. Registration is definitely something very, very large. Hans, I'm glad you brought this up, because I wanted to book Catherine Engelbrecht, who is the founder of True the Vote, who is all over this story. We're going to find out if there's any way to head this off tomorrow on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We're going to talk about that, and I hope you join me at 7:10 tomorrow, Catherine Engelbrecht on True the Vote. She's all over the illegal alien and the 30 to 40 million registrations. We'll talk about that and more along with your calls, and we'll catch you then, okay? The email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com.
Boise Cascade is hosting a hiring event tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. in White City. Various full and part-time positions are open, from entry level up to electricians and millwrights. You'll have an